The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Do you have a great mind? Are you a great thinker? Well, I bet you are, because you're listening to I Can Help. It's a show about small business entrepreneurs, how they got started, some of the troubles they might have had, how they overcame them, hopefully enjoying some success today. We'll also go over business plan, copyright, patents, and things of that nature. And I'm Mark the Spark, your host with a face for radio. And my co-host is Pamela from the great state of Hawaii. Hello, Pamela. You got an aloha for us?
Aloha.
Oh, I love that. Someday I'll make it to Hawaii. And you know, I thought of you, Pamela, over the weekend. I was shopping at Vaughn's. And I bought some dried pineapple, and it was wonderful. I couldn't stop eating it. I ate almost the whole container. You people over there in Hawaii must eat pineapple all the time.
We love pineapple.
I bet you do. Well, we come to you every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. to 11. And I know, I wish we had an hour, but it's a half hour. And we're on KCBQ, The Answer, San Diego. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. You can find us at 1170 a.m., and I bet you knew that. And we reach down to TJ all the way to Tijuana, and we're on 96.1 FM if you're in the North County, going all the way up to Long Beach. And we're also streaming worldwide on all major podcast providers. Right, Pamela? What kind of podcast providers are we on?
We're on Spotify.
Well, what about Google Podcasts?
Apple.
How about Stitcher?
iHeartRadio.
Well, I listen on Radio Public.
And CastBox.
And there's also Amazon Music. And you can go to KCBQ The Answer and just search I Can Help. Now, we're brought to you by several sponsors, and you'll hear their advertisement at halftime. And if you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, just go to markthespark.org and you will see several packages, including an episode, seasonal, and title sponsorship package. Today in the studio, and we're so happy to have her in the studio, is Becky from Jane's Junction Barbecue Sauces. Would you like to say hello,
hello,
Becky?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad you're here today, Becky, and we'll get to you in just a moment.
Sure.
What we do is we spin a wheel and give a shout-out to past sponsors that have been on the
very
show.
Very cool. Very
which
cool.
Which you'll be on the wheel, too.
Yay!
This is Pamela's favorite part.
It's our fun time.
It sounds fun.
She thinks she's Vanna White.
Oh, I thought I was.
You remember who Vanna White was.
Oh, well, that's how I should have answered. Who's Vanna White? That's how I should have answered.
Next time.
Okay.
Pamela, who did it land on?
Okay, we have Karen from The Princess Project.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The Princess Project. I remember it well. Seems like they're pretty popular. I don't know. I remember, what did she say? One of the dresses was a size 00, and I asked if the person was still alive.
It's quite small.
Quite small. So shout out goes to The Princess Project. You can go to my website, 3wsanna.markthespark.org. And all of my past sponsors are there, but you can click on their logo and there'll be a drop with information. So shout out goes to The Princess Project. wonderful organization. Now, Becky, I'm turning to you.
Okay.
All right. Again, I just want to say welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you so much.
And maybe one more welcome.
One more thank you.
So we're happy to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
Somebody put something in the coffee this morning, I think. What it is.
I think it's a sauce.
Sauce.
There you go.
Now, speaking of sauce, I've tried your sauce, and I'll start right out by saying it is wonderful. Absolutely
yummy.
Wonderful.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I come from food and beverage, too, so I have
so a, you know it's good.
I have a comment that has a little bit of weight to it. And as I ask everyone that comes on this show when they talk about their business, usually the first question, right, Pamela, is always, how did you get started? How did you get started in this?
I got started when I found the recipe in my grandmother's cookbook, which was several years after she passed away, and was excited to have come across it. And the story is out on my website if anybody wants to read it. But basically, nope. I started making barbecue sauce and giving it away for Christmas because
That's what your grandmother did.
That's what my grandmother did.
And her name was Jane.
Her name was Jane. That's correct. That's where I got my company name. I thought it was catchy.
It is. It is.
It was catchy. So,
especially you got like Plain Jane, Jane's on Fire. Very catchy name.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt
You're
you.
Totally fine.
I get ahead of myself sometimes.
That's okay. I do too.
All right. So your grandmother used to give it away at Christmas to families, and now you do.
I found the recipe, started doing the same thing. I had a neighbor that first year I gave it to her, she's like, you have to sell this. And I'm like, yeah, everybody tells me that, but I have a full-time job.
Mm.
I come from healthcare. I spent 30 years in healthcare.
Wow.
And when COVID hit, I went from being a normal employee to an essential employee, although I was not in hospitals. I was reading all the healthcare laws, and she was bored, really bored, and started nagging me. And I said, Lisa, I'm working like 98 hours a week. I'm like, my fingers are like sore from typing. Like, this COVID thing is killing me. And she said, more of a reason to do it. And I'm like, okay. You're going to have to do all the paperwork. Like, I can guide you because I'm from legal compliance. I know what needs to be done, but I have no time to handwrite, fill these things out, get them in. So we decided with a handshake, we're going to go in. We're going to be partners. I can't do it without her.
Right.
And so she started working on that. We were meeting weekly, actually for Beer 30. And we would just sit down and talk and chat and write down our list. And then we would move on. Each week she would make progress, and each week we would meet. And then it got to the point where one day I was on vacation with my daughter. We were both completely stressed out with the COVID, and that was like a year into it, maybe a year and a half into it. And, I was struggling with anxiety, depression, mental illness, like it created mental illness for everyone, even people who did not have it. And we were traveling and we were in Utah and we were at 7,000 feet elevation, which my daughter has a fear of heights.
I do too.
And she did not know. And she looked over at me and she said, wow, the brain's really tricky, isn't it, Mom? I said, it really is, sweetheart. And then she said, you know what? You absolutely need to go quit your job. And I teared up. I knew it was right. I was getting destroyed by this, all the laws prohibiting doctors from doing stuff. And you just know something's behind it and you just know it's sneaky. And I was forced to quit my job.
Wow.
I made six figures and I had to walk away. I was getting weekly emails saying, go get vaccinated or you're going to be fired. We have to comply with federal law. We have to do this. And I was just like, no, because it's not really approved till 2024. This is an emergency use. Not happening. And I walked away from that job.
Yeah.
I quit on November 11th in 2021 and then started full time. We had all of our things, started doing farmers markets, everything you can imagine, pounding the pavement, going to barbecue stores, going to veterans events, barbecue competitions.
Wow, you're doing the footwork.
Oh, you have to. I actually think I do better when I'm out there doing the footwork. I don't do well on social media. I do social media, but I don't. All of my sales have been in person.
Well, Becky, I think you're a lot like me. I do better that way, and I'm not big at all on social media or in that field.
Yeah. Everybody says it has to be done in order to succeed, and I believe that's false.
I would like to back up in the beginning when you were talking about Lisa, excuse me, and how she was not doing anything and you were working excessive amount.
Excessive.
And it kind of puts together where my theory is if there's something you don't do, hire someone that does it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's much better than trying to do everything yourself. And it looked like there was a little niche where Lisa wasn't doing anything, and you were doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the expertise, not only the sauce, but you also knew legal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Legal and compliance. Yep.
So it was a good medley between the two of you.
Absolutely.
And now I've been through several businesses and certainly have crashed and burnt. And I learned now if there's something that you don't do well, seek someone who does, even if you have to hire it.
Absolutely, and learn how to delegate.
And delegate.
You have to delegate, and you have to be very clear on your instructions as well.
That's
because
right.
Because people can't think, if you don't tell them, they don't know what's in your mind. You have to spell it out for them and guide them through it.
Absolutely right. In fact, I have a business tip on leadership today I hope I can get to, which will hit exactly on what you're saying. Now, I have a few questions that the listener might wonder. Most listeners, they might make a salsa at home, and everyone says, you should sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea how to go from the kitchen to, let's just say, a farmer's market.
Absolutely. It's a lot of footwork.
Okay. So did you rent a kitchen? Do you get You do. A certified kitchen.
Certified for what?
Well, it comes with a piece of paper that allows you to sell at farmer's markets.
Oh, yeah. I have that. But it's like not certified gluten-free or like...
No.
Okay.
Just that this is made in a system that is inspected by the state of California.
Right. So I do have my PFR, my food processors.
Wonderful. Because people worry sometimes if products made at home, the sanitation at home.
Oh, absolutely. No, I come from legal and compliance, so everything's compliant before it happens, and that's why it took us so long to get up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you had to go through picking out the bottle, or whether it be a jar or a bottle, and the amount.
Yep. I stuck with the traditional mason jar, which my grandmother used to use, and... we've looked into other jars, and so far we haven't found anything that works that we like. So we're sticking with the mason jar until something happens with jars.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I know the labeling is always a process.
Labeling is a huge process.
You certainly just don't buy a blank label and write something on it,
and
do you?
You don't. You should always get a sample before you order 1,000 of them.
Always. And... you have the UPC code and the ingredients usually on the label.
I believe the ingredients are on the label and the nutrition facts and where we manufacture it is. I think we have the code coming on the next batch. The QR code.
Yeah, and I know when listing the ingredients is in the order of the amount that's in there.
Correct.
The last ingredient is the least amount.
That is correct.
Well, let's just hold right there. We take a halftime break, Becky, and we'll get back to more on you and your product. Pamela says I take a nap at halftime, but I don't.
All right, I'll find out.
we're just going to pay a few bills, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
To get a drink of water.
Awesome.
All right, just stay tuned.
Fact, 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the I Can Help Show. I'm Mark the Spark, my co-host Pamela, the misplaced Hawaiian. And we're here with Becky from Jane's Junction. And we're talking about her sauces, and how she got started and the process. And many people I know have always kind of asked, and we've received emails, haven't we, Pamela, on how you actually get started with a product. And I was asking Becky on the label and just the ingredient and things like that. With the label comes a logo and the name of the product.
Yes.
You want to touch a little bit on that?
Sure, I will. So with the label, I went with my daughter's an artist, and I found a index card, and I thought it was ironic that my grandmother's recipe was on an index card, and I found this random art flowers, and I sent it to my marketing team and said, I want that in the label. So we have that as the label, and then the logo, my daughter suggested a sunflower because they're my favorite flower, one of them, and we just went back and forth a few times with the marketing team. They developed it, and we settled on it and everything like that, so
wonderful.
It all worked out beautifully.
Yeah, Pamela wears a flower in her hair.
I love it. It's beautiful.
I have a flower to wear in my hair, and it squirts water.
Awesome.
So I see you folks went and filed an LLC.
We did.
A limited liability corporation.
Correct.
And you felt that was the correct structure other than partnership or considered sole proprietor?
For me, you know, with my background, I figured I'd just go for the LLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you, I believe you mentioned that basically Lisa talked you into going into business.
She did.
Convinced you.
Convinced me.
Yes.
Convinced me.
Yeah.
COVID kind of helped the situation because, you know.
It can. And a lot of people got creative during COVID.
Changed directions.
Yes.
Completely.
You had to. Mm-hmm. And it was a lovely story, too, about your grandmother, who is Jane.
Yes.
And you are the granddaughter.
I'm the granddaughter.
Yes. And Becky. And then Lisa is your friend.
Yes.
Now, your grandmother, Jane, she loved cookbooks, didn't she?
She did.
And I've seen people that do love cookbooks. And they
there
have
was a ton of them.
A lot of cookbooks.
There was a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my aunt used to, and there was one, cranberry nut bread. And I used to love it. Cranberry
Sounds
nut
delicious.
Bread.
Delicious. Oh, man.
And you cut it about an inch thick and warm it up. And it was wonderful. Did your mother, grandmother Jane, she used to cut out recipes, right, out of the book? Because I see that a lot. Special recipes, they get cut out and they get saved.
Yep.
And that was pretty much how you found the barbecue recipe, which you were going through some of Jane's books.
Well, she mentioned a book. She kept telling me to make sure that I got a hold of that book because she knew that I wanted to learn how to cook and start working in the kitchen more. So when she passed away, I did take all the cookbooks and kind of started tossing them out one at a time because I found I don't follow a cookbook. I'm just naturally a cook.
Wow.
So I started getting rid of them because they were stacking up. But the one that she kept pointing to, I'm like, this is, like, I don't even understand why she had this one because it didn't make sense to me. It was like a one pot stock pot book thing.
Yeah, something for bachelors.
Yeah, like
for
you
men,
put, yeah, you put it all in there and you just walk away or something.
Like I do.
Yeah, probably. But you know, so I was getting ready
You're
to
hitting
toss it.
Too close to home, man.
I'm sorry.
But yes.
Yeah, I flipped through it, and in the very back of the book, it was taped to the back of the book, and so I did pull that out, and the book did end up in the trash.
With the crock pot.
Yeah, with the crock pot, but I kept the good part, so.
I think it's just amazing how it was on a
index card?
Yeah.
I'll take a picture and show you.
Faded yellow.
Cool.
Yeah. And bent, crumbled up.
Spills.
All that
yeah, everything.
That's how it's done. So this is a family business.
It is.
Yeah, and it was basically started 30 years ago because the sauce is a family secret.
Yeah.
Of that. And let's go over some of your sauces. And I know you updated me today that you now have a fifth one.
Yes,
a
different one.
So let's first talk about Jane's Original.
Sure.
Now, it's a mild savory.
Yes.
But sassy.
Of course.
Kind of like Pamela. And you like to view this as a sauce staple in the pantry.
Absolutely.
Is that be like you've used that as a base and can add to it?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I use it a lot.
Mm-hmm. You want to just tell us a little bit about Jane's Original?
Sure. It is a medium heat. Mm-hmm. It is heated with cayenne pepper. So it has a nice little kick, and kind of the more you eat, it heats, you know, follows on you, but not too hot, I don't think, unless, you know, you're a baby mouth.
Yeah,
we come from
New England.
We've got a solution for that, though, so.
Yeah, it's called a little less on the pepper.
Yeah, a little plain Jane.
Not so plain. All right, well, let's go to plain Jane.
Sure.
Okay, plain Jane chill.
Yep, she's chill.
She's chill. Now, this is a sweet, savory, and tangy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have some friends who have food allergies, and they were allergic to pepper. Oh. And when I was, some of my coworkers even, too.
Allergic to pepper?
Yeah, black pepper. Yeah. Oh. Like, you can go anaphylactic if you didn't know that.
Yep. You know that, Pamela?
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. I never. Pepper's not funny for some people.
Wow.
Or not spice, or a good spice for
and
people.
I use a lot of it.
Yeah, so but what I did is I tested it out, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to omit pepper and see what happens.
Well, you being a chef, or at least head of the kitchen, however you want to describe yourself,
yeah.
You know pepper. There's a saying, a little bit of pepper makes the steak, and a lot of pepper ruins the steak.
A lot of pepper can ruin a lot. I have that problem in the kitchen I work in. Yeah, people who are heavy-handed on the pepper can really mess up a meal.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think too many people are aware of that.
Yeah. So I just omitted the pepper. It tasted fine. I tested it out and it worked. And so we thought we'd sell it. And actually, kids really like it on their chicken nuggets, too. So it's kid friendly and allergy friendly for black pepper people.
Mm. Well, so the next one you have is, here we go, mm-hmm. Jane's on fire.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah. I think I'll be leaving that jar alone.
I love the names of your sauces.
My naming convention was fun. I was texting some old high school friends and others and played back and forth, and it came up with he came up with plain Jane, and I'm like, okay, I need help on this one too then. So I probably owe him some money at some point.
Give him a jar of barbecue sauce.
I did.
That's called a kickback. A finder's fee.
Right, finder's fee.
So also you have Jane's Harvest.
Yes.
And this is vegan-friendly.
That is vegan-friendly. My very first farmer's market that I was at was a Hillcrest Farmer's Market. I will say I'm no longer there, though.
I know.
Unfortunately.
I went there and got a jar.
You were there, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's how we met.
Mm-hmm. That is how we met.
Yeah. About a year and a half ago or something.
Time flies.
It does.
But so this is vegan-friendly?
It is.
Plant-based?
Doing my research, because I had a bunch of vegans coming up to me, and I said, you know what? I would like to research before I answer, because I want to research every ingredient that's going in here to make sure. Mm-hmm. And I found that the Worcestershire sauce that I was using does have sardines in it.
Oh.
So I did have to change the Worcestershire sauce, and I personally didn't care for it. It did change the taste, and I'm used to the original, so I thought, not changing all of them. I have to come up with just the vegan one, and I'll use this sauce, you know, for this one, and it'll be vegan and vegetarian friendly.
Wonderful. Back on the Jane's on fire, we didn't mention. It's a unique blend of habanero.
Yeah, and there's a lot of habanero in there.
I had a feeling there'd be a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
Now, tell us about the grandson.
So it was my son, so great grandson, and he likes it a little hot. And we were in the kitchen, and it got too hot for me, and I'm like, I can't keep going. He's like, no, it needs more, Ma. It needs more. And even Lisa was like, come on, Evan. There's got to be a point. And a little bit more, a little bit more. And then finally, he's like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He leaned back even.
That's it.
And I'm like,
the heat
all right.
In the kitchen.
I can't stand it. Get out. so it just really worked out. And actually the best compliment, or the two best compliments I've ever received were one from Hillcrest.
Mm-hmm.
It dances on your tongue until it stings your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second best compliment was, you don't have to mix it with anything to make it taste good. It tastes good right out of the jar.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now you have another one.
Yes, yeah, a new one. A new one. Not yet released. Still waiting for the PFR approval on that one, which we'll get it because it's the same. We just omitted some sugar.
Well, you want to tease us with what it is?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Jane thinks she's skinny. She thinks she is. Well, she wants to be.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you. Different ones. And I certainly encourage everyone to try them. And so would you like to tell us how we could get in touch with you, how we can find you?
Oh, sure.
How someone listening could order your product, kind of in conclusion.
Sure. So in conclusion, I am on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Jane's Junction, LLC.
Jane's Junction,
and then
LLC.
Instagram is at Jane's Junction. Mm-hmm. And then my phone number is 951-970-3210. And my email address is highwayhwy74janesjunction@gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Perfect.
I know I have so many different emails. Sometimes it gets confusing.
Oh, me too. And now I forget which ones I'm checking.
Ooh. And if you have a location?
Well, we have a kitchen in Marietta that we rent, but we don't. It's a shared kitchen, so we really don't deal with having anybody come in or out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the kitchen, please.
I know. I've used a kitchen like that many times. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I really enjoy this. Yes. Thank you.
I'd like to just read the business tip today to take with you. It's on leadership, and it just reads, "What's the inspiration behind your business? Share your vision and your mission with your employees, and they'll be motivated to help you achieve your mission." Leadership is essential to your success. This is one of the most important parts right here. Be a visionary, a strong communicator, and an inspiration to your team.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm Mark the Spark. I want to thank you. I'm with my co-host, Pamela. Hawaii's loss is our gain. Please stay tuned.
Yes,
to the Take Your Power Back with Kim and Robin. It's a very good show that comes on next. Hope you will join us next Saturday at 10:30 a.m. sharp. KCBQ, The Answer San Diego, 1170 a.m., 96.1 FM in the North County. Thank you and goodbye.
Fact: 3 out of 4 people are dehydrated. Headache, fatigue, irritability, all signs of dehydration. Every day we lose fluids and electrolytes that water simply can't replace on its own. That's where Hydrolyte comes in. Hydrolyte uses a scientific formula containing a precise amount of glucose and electrolytes for clinical hydration and rapid results. Skip the sports drinks. Hydrolyte has 75% less sugar and 4 times the electrolytes than any of them. Hydrolyte, doctor approved on-the-go hydration. Learn more at Hydrolyte.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Do you have junk piling up around the house and need help hauling it away? Look no further. J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling is here. And J-Dog is not your run-of-the-mill hauling service. They are a veteran-owned business on a mission to decrease the veteran unemployment rate. They will show up with a uniformed team to tackle the projects you don't want to. J-Dog provides free estimates, transparent pricing, they're always on time, and of course, respectful. Go to jdognorthsandiego.com or Google J-Dog Junk Removal to schedule your pickup today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.